Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome once again to the PR Table. I'm Brother Dunlap, and hosting around the table with me is Brother Warren Feaster and Sister Adia Sanders. How are y'all doing this evening?
Doing good.
Man, I'm excited and ready for tonight's show. It's been a great day. I got tomorrow off. I'm relaxed, and I'm ready.
I'm ready, too, and you know, tonight what we're going to be talking about is holiday spending tips. And for all of those of you who are listening right now, one of the things that we came up with is it's really time for us to really start talking about this holiday season. Everybody understands that the holiday season has become so commercialized, and maybe it's been this way for such a long time already. But I think, in my opinion, it's been an overshadowing of what many of us would say is what the reason is for the season, quote-unquote. And what I'm believing, and I'm sure Brother Feaster and Sister Sanders also will agree, is that we're just hoping to have some good conversation, some good dialogue, something that's going to spark something inside of you, the listeners, that's going to bring you to make some changes in how you're going to go about your spending and your spending habits again during this holiday season. So let us just be mature and respectful enough to realize that everybody's reason for what this season is, this holiday season, may be different from yours. And we want to acknowledge that up front before we even get into the show. For me, it may be all about Jesus. But where does that fit in on Thanksgiving? If it's all about Jesus with Christmas, here we are running into the Thanksgiving holiday. For many people, it's about the good things that we can do for our neighbor. For many people, it's about receiving gifts, whether we did anything to receive it or not, or even deserve it or not. And for so many people, I think, Brother Feaster, a large percent of our population is about showering others with gifts, whether they're deserved or not, whether it's out of guilt because you, quote-unquote, want more for your children than you had growing up, whether it's because you're that non-custodial parent that for this holiday you don't get to have your child or your children with you because of a court order, a whole bunch of different reasons. You're a single parent, and because there's not two parents in the household, and it's only you, you're trying to shower that child with gifts so that they can feel like they're loved. So tonight we're just going to be talking about some critical tips on spending during the holidays, talk about some good deals that are out there, and, you know, what's your mindset about things that you want to actually go and spend your money on. So with that, Brother Feaster, Sister Sanders, let's just get into it. If anybody's on the line right now, press one on your dial pad if you really want to just join into the conversation, because again, this is not everything that I'm talking about, everything that Brother Feaster and Sister Sanders is talking about, but this is what is going on with you. Here's a couple of things that we're going to talk about, y'all, and we can go in any order. It doesn't matter to me. We want to definitely talk about today, Black Friday. We definitely want to talk about this concept of layaway, and I think we're even going to talk about bankruptcy, and you'll understand a little later on in the show when a couple more people join on to the show tonight, why we're going to talk about bankruptcy. So, again, just come on, have a seat at the table, and let's get it. Brother Feaster, Sister Sanders, I'm only going to read part of this scripture, but I think you may have heard this before. Dude, this is something that Jesus said. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moth eats them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. And I'm not going to read the next verse, which we are a little bit more familiar with, some of us, but I just want to throw that out there. Don't store up your treasures here on earth, where moths can eat them and rust will destroy them, and where thieves break in and steal. And I wanted to start off our conversation tonight by just reading something. I was doing some research this week, and I came across an article from NPR, National Public Radio. And this is an old article. I say old. It's a couple years old, from back in 2011. And it was with this concept of Black Friday. My wife and I was talking about where, I asked her, where did this term Black Friday come from? And what she told me was there was a time where companies were in the red, meaning in the negative, not earning profits all year. And then they get to this time of the year, and they had this thing called Black Friday, which was the day after Thanksgiving, that Friday after Thanksgiving, where they just have all these superb, stupendous type of sales, where people just come out in thousands among thousands and thousands of individuals to buy things from these merchants. And then after this Black Friday, after that Black Friday weekend, then businesses and corporations would now be able to say that they are now in the black, meaning they now have some profit. And this is what somebody said. This is Steve Enke. So the term Black Friday supposedly comes from the idea that merchants count on high sales to put them in the black, not the red, or so we thought. And we'll try to clear this up in their last word on Business Today. Ben Zimmer, who is a producer of Visual Thesaurus, has tracked down what he believes to be the source of the phrase, and he wrote that the term actually originated in the 1960s in Philly, my hometown, and at the beginning, merchants hated that term because it kind of seemed like there was a negative connotation to it. And really, on that day after Thanksgiving back in the 1960s, police officers had to work 12-hour shifts. So because they had to work 12-hour shifts, because all of the bad traffic that was going out there because of how many people were out there trying to purchase things on Black Friday, it was those who gave the day Black Friday, because it was a negative and a memorial type of name. So that's where we got a little bit of the history of Black Friday. I thought that was just kind of interesting. But here's what I want to really talk about. I was looking at another article, and I was looking on this on Reuters.com, and it says Black Friday retail sales, and this is from last year. And just listen to this, and Sister Dia, Brother Fisa, whichever one of y'all want to jump in after this, feel free. But the name of the article is Black Friday online sales top $1 billion for the first time. And this was last year. So online sales jumped 26% on Black Friday last year, from $1.04 billion in sales to $1.4 billion in sales, from $816 million in sales. That's a lot of money being spent on one day. Brother Fisa, let's go to you. What's your thoughts on Black Friday?
That is a lot of money being spent on one day. And one of the things that I know is, well, not that I know, one of the things that I've experienced is a lot of people actually save up. So there are two types of people that I understand that shop on Black Friday. There are those that don't have the money and go spend, and there are those that actually save up for this time of the year. I actually have know someone that is saving up money because she wants to buy a TV, and she understands that on Black Friday the TVs are going to be cheaper because everybody, you know, has those special sales out there. So, honestly, I told my wife, I said, if we got any big ticket electronic items, we're going to save up and wait till Black Friday. I mean, why not take advantage of those deals, take advantage of those specials? We're not, now, my family, we're not the ones that stay up till midnight and, you know, go in at midnight. Now, we go in at 11 o'clock when everybody else can calm down. It's still a little crowded, but because we're not all about the big time. We're not all about the big time, getting all the door breaker sales. And, that's just a little too much, you know. So in that aspect, yes, for us, it's a saving point. As far as for the businesses, another thing that I heard about Black Friday is at the end of the year, you know, they have to, they still got to pay taxes on that stuff that they still have on the shelf. So what they do is they bring all that stuff, because if I remember correctly, it was President Roosevelt that set the day after Thanksgiving as a shopping day or a family day or something like that. And so the stores would bring their merchandise. They had extra. And that's why a lot of times the price is so cheap, because they've been sitting on the shelf for so long. And the price is so cheap with the intent of you being able to take advantage of this deal. Now, my personal opinion is commercial, it has gotten so monopoly and so commercialized, and now it is taken away from a little bit of that. But that intent, to me, I still see it. I just think it's done a little extreme. So those people that save up all year for this, those are ones that say, yeah, hey, go for it. But then there are also the ones that just take the money and just go and buy just whatever, whatever, whatever. So that's what my thoughts on it.
Sister Sanders, what's your thoughts on Black Friday?
I have only gone out for Black Friday, like, once. And I, too, like, Feaster, like, definitely wasn't, like, you know, there for, like, early morning. I think it has its benefits. And I think, you know, now that we have we're at a place where we have a lot of technology, computers, internet, and, you know, people have, you know, all of this, you know, the technology. I think now you also now see not just the traditional Black Friday, but the adding in the Cyber Monday, where they have great deals online. I think, you know, if you're going to definitely, if you're looking for deals, I think that it's advantageous. But I mean, I guess the other side of it too is that, you know, you have sales all throughout the year. And just from what I've seen, and I, like I said, I've only done Black Friday once. They have really good sales on Black Friday, but, you know, because there's sales throughout the year, I've just been able to you know, buy stuff throughout the year for Christmas. So it doesn't seem like you're, I guess, overwhelming yourself, because some people do pick those days to go to do their Christmas shopping because they know that they can get stuff for such a lower price. But when you're competing with other people and just the traffic and the selfishness and the greed and, you know, sometimes the attitudes that people have, you know, it almost can be a deterrent. But I mean, I see it in both ways. You know, I think it's a good opportunity. But then, you know, you have so much that goes on that one day that I don't know if getting something for a lesser price when all of the stuff you have to go through, if it's worth it, but I don't know.
Well, let's see what this caller, we have a caller that's on the line with the last 42751. Let's see what he or she has to say. Caller, welcome to the PRF table.
Well, thank you, and good evening to all.
Good evening. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm absolutely fantastic. Thank you for asking. I just want to kind of piggyback a little bit on what my dear sister was just saying. And I'm not the most educated and abreast on the matter, but she was saying it is taking advantage of a lot for the up-and-coming holiday following that, which is Christmas. And my opinion on that is, and I may be going a little bit too far out there, but December 25th was originally a day of pagan worship. Then Puritans came and called them, they wanted to purify that particular day. So they wanted to celebrate the birth of Christ on that day. And I believe that it's kind of a push to once again take the focus off of Christ. And the reason why I say that is because on Black Friday, a lot of that, now some people are just aiming for the sales, for the prices, but a lot of that is Christmas shopping. So again, the focus is being placed on what you get, what you receive, what you do, what you buy, and the focus is taken off of the recognition of Christ, even though the actual birthday may be a little inaccurate, but it's still taken away from the recognition of Christ. And I believe that is a force that is behind that. I believe that is some of the mindset for those that are not in necessarily a health relationship with the Lord, that's a little bit of a motive behind that, to give a drive, to give an excitement on that day, but off of the right reason.
Interesting. Thank you, Carter. We appreciate it. And, you know, one of the things that I think about is how much do we as believers even play into that? Carter made a good point, Brother Feaster. How much do we play into that? How many of us as believers are out there in what you said, Sister Dia, competing for this and for that, dealing with that selfishness, dealing with all of the traffic, spending money that we may or may not really, really have?
Yeah.
So, you know, I really wanted to, for us to just at least start off the show just bringing that out because, as I said at the top of the show, Black Friday for me, or excuse me, Christmas for me may not be what Christmas is to you. And I have to respect that. But when we start talking about money, when we start talking about spending money and getting out there at 4 o'clock in the morning when you got some cats that can't even get to work on time.
Right.
Talking about getting up there for 3, 4 o'clock in the morning with some cats, some of us believers, getting to church late. You see what I'm saying? So there's a thing about priorities that I think really needs to be brought into this. And, again, the title of today's show or tonight's show is Holiday Spending Tips. You know, we want people to be able to say, when I go out there to spend, I know that I'm not going to be in debt afterwards. When I go out there and spend and buy this gift or that gift, I know I'm buying it and I'm doing it out of love. I'm doing it out of a pure heart. I'm not doing it out of guilt. I'm not doing it because I'm not able to see my child who lives up in another state or in another city. I'm doing it because I really understand the true meaning of Christmas. But again, we always have to be respectful, especially on this show, that everybody may not have that same understanding or same reason that we have or that I have about Christmas. Go ahead.
I was going to say people may not even have those same values, you know. I just think that it's also good to put into perspective that, you know, I know people who grew up to where Christmas was like a big thing for them. It was about the gifts and, you know, it was just a big holiday for them. But they were Christians. And I think so sometimes how we are raised and the values and what we've seen demonstrated before us can still be, can and then most times is carried over into our adult life. I think where the difference comes into, you know, like how we view Christmas and how we, you know, what we do for Christmas, whether it's Black Friday or whether it's, you know, putting together like a Christmas fund so that we can save money up throughout the year to be able to buy gifts for people. I think a part of it, too, is just our values. You know, what do we value? What things did we see growing up, or what are some of those traditions that we did or experienced as children that we still carry over into our adult life, even as Christians? Because there are a lot of times that there's some things that people do or some things that I may do, I may not have a problem with it even though I serve God. And so I think that it goes back to being able to say, okay, am I properly educated on the reason for this? And is that something that I have maybe experienced a personal conviction to where I've had to reevaluate, like you said, my priorities? Because some people, I mean, some people just love Christmas. It to them, it is about the gifts. You know, is it right or wrong? I don't know the answer to that. If we were to tell somebody that, you know, well, hey, blah, 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 what does that mean to that person? And I think it's very important, like you said, how somebody, what their values are, how they prioritize things and what it means to them is very different. So we definitely have to be mindful of that, you know, and just take that into consideration. But I think it's a good point that you brought up. And I know I had like a duh moment to where I was just like, oh, gosh, I think I forgot the angle. But it is to provide those holiday tips. So I think in keeping with, you know, providing holiday tips, I think we got to talk about Black Friday and right. What is something that, you know, we want people to get from this from this dialogue that we're having. If anything, it would be, you know, look at what do you value, you know, during the holiday season. Is it just enough to wait for Black Friday to come? Or maybe the tip is you can probably maybe get some of those same deals earlier throughout the year so that you're not having to compete with the big, large crowds and the masses into, you know, you don't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning or now after Thanksgiving. It's kind of like you don't even go to sleep. You just kind of stay up and, you know, make your way to the store and, you know, you get back home and it might be 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't know, but I think it's very important that we definitely just educate and give those tips, you know, as the title of our show says, and kind of just, I don't know, go from there. What do you think, Feaster?
We got a caller on the line, so hold that thought real quick. Let us get this caller. I think something that you said must have sparked them. So it's caller last 4-2-7-5-1.
Well, I'll be more than happy to wait until Mr. Feaster has said what he has to say. I do appreciate that, but I'll be more than happy to wait.
Well, go ahead. We got you on the line, brother. We got you at the table. Go ahead.
Well, all right. I just want to comment on a couple things that was said. I fully agree with what my dear brother was saying earlier about a matter of priority, how we can stay up to be at a store 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. But we're rolling into work late. We're rolling into church late. And as my sister was saying, it is a matter of motivation. I believe that there is a projected thought in between all of the coalition between the timing that the sales drop and how close it is to holiday season. And, I mean, I believe there is one common strand that it connects it all. Now, what that strand necessarily is, I do not know, but I do believe that there is a subliminal message behind that that is driving us to do what is expected of us to do, which is to spend money. And I do believe that there is there should be a focal point to Christmas Day, and we should respect how we all celebrate. We should definitely respect how each other celebrate, but then we do also realize that it's a common goal. I mean, it is a particular purpose for the day. So how we celebrate may vary, but what we're celebrating should mimic the same thing. Because it is a purpose for the day. There's a purpose. So we may celebrate different ways. We may celebrate in exchanging gifts. We may celebrate in a service. We may celebrate in a cookout. We may celebrate in however the family traditions or whatever, you know, habits we have. We may celebrate different ways, but we still should be celebrating the same thing. And so that's, in my opinion, where a lot of things really get twisted, because it's not just a matter of how we celebrate. It's a matter of should we celebrate, do we celebrate, what are we celebrating? And there is a common goal for that day. And I believe that common goal, what it should be, is being attacked, to say the very least. And thank you.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. Brother Feaster.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, and I'm not going to say I'm torn, but I'm just – Let me just say it like this. I think that Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas all have their distinct reasons, regardless of what we believe that they are. I think what has happened is because the Bible tells us two things that I want to bring up. One, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. With that being said, people see that this is a very profitable time. Last year during this time, my neighbor worked at Best Buy, and she had to work 12 hours. She was off for like probably 8 hours and to go back in for another 12 hours. And it was all because of Black Friday. You know, that four-day weekend, she worked a lot. and there was some short times between it. And it was one, you know, during that time, you ain't getting a whole lot of breaks. It's straight work. The other thing is the Bible says something to the extent of, you know, one man esteems a day higher than another person, but both days are just the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that to say, I actually met a guy who celebrates no holidays, which I thought was pretty peculiar because in my family we celebrate we pretty much find any reason to celebrate. We celebrate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got older, there are really only two holidays that I really, really, really celebrate. Every other holiday I will celebrate, but I really celebrate Easter and my birthday. That's just what I mean, Father's Day, not my birthday. My birthday is not a holiday, sorry. Easter and Father's Day. And the reason why I say that is because, well, some people are looking at the money aspect of it, and some people are looking at the holiday aspect of it. All that goes down to how do I see that day? So I think as we talk about this holiday season that's coming up, and we're talking about, you know, wise spending and layaway and all the tax credit and all the stuff that's going on, we really need to take some consideration and think about how do I feel about this day? Because if I don't feel a whole big deal about Black Friday. That's why I'm in my bed at midnight at 4 o'clock in the morning, at 5 o'clock in the morning, because I don't feel that big of a day on Black Friday. But then those people that are really making a big deal out, this is a big day. I know a family that this is part of their family time. They literally go together as a family and catch those deals. So as we're looking into this, the money aspect is really not, it's a major thing. However, understanding how I value this day is going to be one of the major driving reasons that's going to get me to come out of my bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, to spend that money, to do all these things. That's just how I feel about it. So I'm kind of like, I kind of like sitting on both sides of this fence right now. You get where I'm coming from?
I do. Let's see if this caller that's on the line is on your side of the fence or has another side of the fence that he or she wants to talk about. So caller 0155, welcome to the PR table.
Thank you very much. I've been listening and thinking about this whole conversation, and one of the things that I realized that Black Friday and this whole season is so intoxicating, and they make it seem so alluring, and you get sucked into this idea that this is the time of the year where you really do need to go in to spend this money and to buy these gifts to show your love. And a couple of years ago, I really had to sit down and think about why am I at this store and what am I going to buy? And I realized that I show my love and buy gifts and do things and, you know, commit random acts of kindness throughout the year. And so when I realized that by showing my love throughout the year, the obligation and the pressure of participating in Black Friday slowly went away. And so as, you know, someone was saying before, I'm in my bed when Black Friday takes place, and I listen to people talk about they went and bought that. And the one question that I often ask is, but did you really need that? You know, was the fact that the TV on sale the allure, or did you need a TV? You know, I have a relative right now that went to sat in line for hours to get a TV and now has two TVs sitting in their living room. And the reminder was, oh, this is a great deal. But is it really worth it? So the tip that I have or the thought that I have is before you go out into Black Friday, have an honest conversation with yourself and with your finances and say, what do I need to do versus what I want to do? Because most of the time, the stuff that we're going to buy is the stuff that people want, which means they're going to play with it on Christmas or they're going to wear it on Christmas. By January, it's going to be sitting on the shelf somewhere. And then January's bills and all the responsibilities that come with life after Christmas come back, and all you have to show for it is I had a great Black Friday. So that's my feedback.
You know what? You make a very good point, Carla, and we thank you for your comment. This is my point. This is my comment. Black Friday has nothing to do with Christmas. Can we really just acknowledge that fact? It has nothing to do with Christmas. Black Friday is only about money, as has already been said. It's about spending, and it's about profits. Black Friday wouldn't be Black Friday if the people who are putting these Black Friday events on was not going to make money. So when you, I, whoever goes out there to spend on Black Friday, it's not about what we're getting, it's about what they're getting. Because they're able to do something with the money that all of you, and I'm not criticizing anybody who does Black Friday. I'm sure I received a gift or two in my time from somebody who stood out there. But the point of the matter is the money that they're going to receive, the corporations, the businesses, from these Black Friday sales, they're going to do something with it that we're not going to be able to do with what we get. They're going to reinvest it into something. So what our caller just mentioned, there's a benefit to all this money coming in. I don't think everybody was. Let me go back if I can. Do you remember at the early on in the show that I mentioned from last year? Online sales on Black Friday in 2012 jumped from $816 million to $1.4 billion. Let's think about all the poverty in my city, your city. Let's think about all the issues that's going on. Let's think about all these cats that's talking about the government is not doing enough. But we have the audacity to spend $1.4 billion, and this is only online sales, $1.4 billion, and then complain during the rest of the year about things not getting done. Did we not just go through a government shutdown? Brother Feaster, you talked about the effect it had on you. Others came on the show and talked about the effects that it had on them. If we just duplicate in this country what happened last year with $1.4 billion, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When January comes around, 15, and Congress has to go and deal with this budget again, let's not complain about not having any money. Why y'all so quiet tonight?
Because you own it. I mean, that is so true. You know, we're going to see all the pictures after, I think it's going to be after Christmas, maybe after Black Friday, where it's those four blocks and they talk about, you know, in January you flogging all your new gear, and in February, you know, you're still flogging. But then because tax season roll around, and then 2 or 3 months later, and you go back to the pork and beans and the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, because, and then you made a point that, man, regardless of what I just said and what I thought, that one little point you said was just awesome to me. Black Friday is all about a profit. It ain't got nothing to do with what kind of family time I do and that like that. You're right. The businesses are out to make a profit. They're out to make a profit. You know, and I mean, and regardless of what we say about it and what we do, it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. It's all about the businesses want to make a profit. And that's, you know, these are a lot of the reasons that I don't get up at midnight. First time I went, I got up at 6 o'clock. I woke up, and I went, and it was still crazy. I turned around and went home. So now we don't go till 11 o'clock. Yeah, we miss those dollar iPads and those $5 iTunes and all that stuff. But you know what? The other thing to that is I can afford to buy it. I'm just trying to take advantage of the sale. So I don't need to get out there. And then we're not, our family, we're not that big on, you know, my wife and I, we're not that big on, Christmas is about the birth of Jesus in my house. And that's what it is. So going out there on Black Friday, trying to get all this stuff, I mean, I sent my wife edible arrangements, and it said, just because. That was the whole thing. So I don't need to wait till once a year. That's why all these holidays for me and my house, they're not that big of a deal. Because, you know, she'll get roses on Tuesday just because it's Tuesday. She'll get a card on Thursday just because it's Thursday. So I don't have to wait till that one time a year. But I mean that when you said Black Friday is all about a profit, that right there, regardless of what we say or what we do and how we take advantage of these deals and stuff, it's still in the end, the businesses want a profit.
And let me say this, and let me be clear about this. I am not speaking what I'm speaking as if I am against businesses making profits. I'm not.
Right,
I'm not
right,
against
exactly.
a business making profit. I'm not.
Yeah.
More power to you. If let's look at it like this, and we have a caller calling with the last 0945. After I make this point, I'll come to you. Please be patient with us. If my daughter or my son was trying to make some money and put out a lemonade stand in front of my house, and the lemonade was $3, and people came by because they were thirsty and spent $3, I'm not going to trip saying that my child is doing anything wrong. If you wanted to pay the $3, you could have paid it. If my next-door neighbor had a son or a daughter that was selling lemonade as well, and they had it for $1, and people said, yours is too high, and they go next door, we can't trip on that. This is America, free enterprise, capitalism, all of that. My point is that we are the ones that feed that monster. So if you're willing to feed that monster, don't be mad when the monster's not trying to give back to you. And with that, I'm going to the call that's on the line with 0945. Welcome to the PRS table.
Good afternoon, or good evening. How's everybody on the panel?
Oh, we're doing good. I'm trying to calm down, but we're doing good.
Oh, it's wonderful. This is just so much needed before the fact to have this dialogue instead of after the fact. Piggybacking on a couple of comments that I heard, and it's all true in the where's your mind at, where's your heart at when it comes to, since we're addressing Black Friday. I got caught up in a couple of Black Fridays out of necessity, being a single parent with four children, and so it was a necessity for me to be in a position to take advantage of Black Friday sales. I've learned that during the year, and this is a comment the sister said earlier, there are other sales during the year that are as good as Black Friday sales. Not as many, and sometimes not as much of a discount, but the focus now is on Black Friday. There is a huge array of products offered for sale. More companies are piggybacking on that Black Friday. The one thing that I've learned right now is being a steward of God's money and also helping your sister and brother. I've recently found out about a family that's in dire need, a single mother. She's got three children. She just moved into her own place, and she has nothing. And so when I heard about the Black Friday sales, my thought was, you know, would I be willing to go out in that crowd and that pushing and shoving to try to help this young mother get started, help her get on her feet? And so it's a choice in everything on what you want to do, but you have to be led by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit leads you to go to Black Friday sale to help someone or not, I personally do not like to go out on Black Friday. I can manage with what I need during the year. But I find that when the Lord leads you to go somewhere and do something, to do it. The holidays for me is every day, because every day to me is Christmas, every day is Easter, every day is Thanksgiving, and every day is Valentine's Day, and every day is birthday, because I celebrate Jesus Christ every day. So I celebrate every day. And so I like to know that the one thing that I can do to help somebody else is if they need something on Black Friday or whatever day it is, and I know that the end result is the companies are going to make money, but I have an opportunity to help someone else with, you know, their situation for this Black Friday. So I'm going to risk going out there and being in the mob this year. So pray for me this year. And that's all I have to say.
Well, we thank you so much, ma'am, for just your comments. And I think, you know, you definitely brought up some good points. You know, just what I heard you say was just, you know, looking at assessing the situation and understanding and being able to go back to what really matters. And so what matters to you is that I don't pick a day because I do these things every day. And I just think it's important that we just keep that in mind. So thank you so much for your comments. If we have anybody else out there on the line, you can hit one on your dial pad and we'll definitely bring you in, or you can go on our Facebook page, possessions.resources.finances, and post a comment. Just some other things. I really liked what Feaster, what you said, and definitely the two scriptures that you brought up. I think what's important, I guess kind of where what I was thinking after you talked about the love of money is the root of all evil, is that when you look at maybe some of these people that own these stores, you know, the presidents of these companies, I think, you know, not knowing what their private personal lives are like, the question that I was pondering was, if I knew these people personally, would that scripture still have the same effect? And the fact that I don't know them personally, could I still use that scripture? And I say that because, you know, when you are a business owner, it's so easy to just say, hey, this is my business and this is what we do. We make money. But at the same time, do we make this money off of the mindset or the context of taking advantage of people? Because some people, you know, are being taken advantage of. And I say that in the context, not that they don't have a choice, because they definitely do. But no other time throughout the year do we have sales like we do on Black Friday. And it's because it's that cyclic type thing that everybody knows that there's an expectation that on Black Friday I'm going to get the best deal. So, you know, there are probably people who are taking their money that they have probably not paid a bill for the month of November, and they're using it so that they can go shopping on Black Friday. I like the point that Nate said, to where, I mean, in actuality, the reality is that Black Friday and Christmas have nothing to do with each other, you know. And I think that, you know, as we're talking about the different types of tips that we want to give, is that, you know, we have to take a lot of these things and, you know, take it into consideration and ponder it in our hearts and in our minds, you know, and ask ourselves the question, you know, is there anything wrong with going out to Black Friday, I mean, going shopping on Black Friday? We've already established that there's no connection to Black Friday and Christmas. However, people use that day to buy gifts for people to give to them on Christmas Day. Is that the only time that you can get the best deals? So I'm really enjoying the conversation. I think that is very intriguing, just to hear the different comments, you know, to hear Feaster, you know, just talk about his own, you know, his personal, personal things that he does with his family. And you know, I think a lot of times we won't know about certain things until we have conversations like this. You know, I know for me and Black Friday, I just can't deal with the crowds. I don't like shopping, and I feel like I can probably get a better deal. Like, you know, I found some shirts for my daughter to where they were on sale. I don't have to worry about fighting to get an even better deal. You know, I just feel like you're going to risk something either way. Either you're going to risk not getting any sleep, having to get up early in the morning. You're going to pay the cost somewhere. And I just, you know, for me, I just feel like it's not worth it, just looking at Black Friday. But I would just like to share with people that if this is something that you do decide to do, like the last caller was saying, you know, definitely think it through. You may be going with somebody else, but definitely think it through. I think Feaster brought up, or maybe it was the caller that was talking about, you know, having two TVs in the house. I just think that, you know, sometimes we do things and we don't have a plan for it. We're just doing something just because the commercials, or just because it's what we do in America. We go to Black Friday the day after Thanksgiving, but we don't have a plan. So I guess the one tip that I would probably leave with Black Friday is that if you're going to take advantage of the sales, you know, make sure you get the proper rest, you know, and have a list of people that you want to buy gifts for, establish what your price range is, because like the caller said, you go in the store buying stuff that 3 months later, or the one time that I did go shopping on Black Friday, I was thinking about it earlier this year, I brought these little MP3 players. Ask me where the MP3 player is at. I have no idea. I brought it like in 2005. I couldn't even tell you where the thing is at right now. I don't even remember what I brought, the other stuff that I brought. I have no earthly idea. But I can say that when I gave it thought and went to Toys R Us when they were having their sales, not on Black Friday, I got games that me and my family still play to this day. And we got them in 2006. You know, we buy games every year so that when we have family time and when people come to our house, these are things that we can take advantage of. So I just think you got to have a plan, and you have to definitely be wise. And even if you save up the money, know what you're going to buy with those gifts or who you're going to buy for, so that a year later or 3 months later, you know, you're not looking back saying, what did I do with my money? Or you're not looking at your charge card bill saying, I have no idea how I'm going to pay this off because you went crazy on one day out of the year with no thought process behind it and basically fed into the monster that's been going on for I don't know how many years now.
And I think that's a very good segue into the next segment of the show that I wanted to talk about. And y'all have hit on it, and let me tell you how you've already hit on it, Adia. When you talked about 3 months later, Brother Feaster, earlier you mentioned the month of February, being in debt in February because of what's being spent right now. Sister Adia, you just said, you know, some people don't have any idea later on how they're going to pay off. What I did to prepare for tonight's show is I talked to a young lady that works on a bankruptcy court. And let me give you, she cannot be with us tonight, so I want to read to you her statement that I asked her to prepare for us to read on the show. And here's what she says. As an employee with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for more than 10 years, I have witnessed an increase in the filing of bankruptcies during the first quarter of the year, in particular, the month of February. A review of the debtor schedules, DNF, which is secured creditors and unsecured creditors, reveals that the most of these debts are incurred during the months of November and December. The secured purchases are for items like computers, electronics, big screen TVs, etc. The unsecured debts are credit card debts to department stores, Visa, MasterCard, and payday companies, payday loan companies, who incidentally charge over 300% interest, where the dates of the debts were within the last 90 days. Unfortunately, the debtor thinks by filing the bankruptcy, they will get away from not paying the debt. However, the debtors are still responsible for most, if not all, of the unsecured debts that are incurred within 90 days of the filing, and that's based upon the new bankruptcy law that was passed back in 2005, which was to give credit card companies relief because people would run up their credit card bills and then go file bankruptcy. And so that's her statement. And then I asked, I said, well, what would you recommend? And this is from somebody who works in the bankruptcy court. I strongly recommend, and this is her quote, I strongly recommend layaway and savings accounts. For example, Christmas clubs, develop a spending plan, set aside a set amount, and do not overspend. Interesting that y'all two, without even knowing it, already laid the groundwork of what you already knew and already had observed about what goes on later on. So for somebody who works in an industry, works for the government, where they see this day in and day out, year after year after year, it is more than worth it for anybody listening to say, you know what? If I am one who don't have who do not have control of how I spend, mm-hmm. have to get out there on Black Friday, we're not demonizing it. Let me say it like this. It's not just about Black Friday. Can I say it like that? because you can go out there and get in the debt in December, because some people just don't do Black Friday. So we're not trying to say that it's all about Black Friday. That's just how we decided to start the show tonight. And let me also give you some statistics. So just to give a little bit more validity, and because, again, the young lady was unable to be with us today, I asked her to give me some figures. And let me tell you what the figure, let me just go with 2012 and 2013. In 2012, January of 2012, there were 737 bankruptcy filings. February of 2012, there were 1,800 bankruptcy filings. Isn't that more than double? In 2013, this year, there was only 695 in January for this particular district in a particular state. In February of this year, it was 1,618. That's almost triple. So if we're not able to see that there is a very big problem out there, and we're hearing it from somebody who works in an industry that deals with this, it only behooves us to be able to try to pull people by their coattail and say, hey, if you can't afford it, don't go out and buy it. And we'll deal with that when we come back. But we have a caller that's on the line with the last four of 2751. Go ahead, caller. Welcome back to the PRS table.
Thank you so very much. I just want to say I truly appreciate this conversation and what has just been said about it's not just about Black Friday. That, I mean, that really says a lot. And what was said earlier by each and every one, and also in the letter prepared by the individual who, you know, does that regularly, about
right.
having a plan, about being strategically spending. And the reason why I say that is because I know personally someone who this individual lady, she receives food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
She got them 2 days ago. She got them on the 19th.
Mm.
I got a phone call from her today. Well, I didn't get the phone call, but there was a phone call received from her today wherein she was saying she was so hungry that she was about to pass out, that she felt like she could just pass out. So the comment was, you just went and bought food. How are you that hungry? She said, oh, I spent all of that on Thanksgiving dinner.
Ah.
You know, I believe, I can't quote it, but I believe we are warned biblically about observing holidays as the heathen does. You know, it has been said so many times this evening, and I just truly appreciate each individual that has said it. It's about what we do daily.
Mm-hmm.
If my emotions and the sentiments of my heart are limited to a few commercialized days, then what is really in my heart? I don't need no one to prompt me to tell my wife when I love her. I don't need a day for me to bow before Christ. I don't need a day for me to recognize his resurrection. I don't need a day to remember those that have lost their lives and risked their lives in battle. I don't need a particular day to recognize these things. So if I have to be prompted to do these things when it's profitable to do them, then what is my motive truly behind it? Not just Black Friday, but any day in which we observe, why are we observing it? And it has been said earlier, the love of money is the root of all evil. Most things, if not all, that we sit and observe that way can be traced back to a profit or at least a level of profitability.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just like really, really what he's saying is. So I started thinking about we're really spending a lot of time beating up on Black Friday, and that's why
not,
I'm glad
we're not beating up, bro. We're not beating up on Black Friday. We're being real. We know for a fact what people are going to do next week, unless
right,
we feel God to them and they make another decision.
But like I was about to say, but you also are saying that, you know, we're not saying don't go spend. We're just saying why spend it. But I was thinking about, as we sit here and we talk about Black Friday, you know, what about tax refund day? It's the exact same thing that happens all over again here when the tax refund comes. It's the exact same thing. People get their check, they go out and spend, and they are just all over the place. They forget all about, you know, the bills. This is, I mean, I know people that have taken that and have waited on, you know, they waited on making these big, huge purchases. But answer me this, what's the difference? So we got Black Friday where a lot of people are going to go and do a lot of spending. But there's another time of the year where I do a lot of spending also, tax-free weekend. A lot of stuff that we can buy, that we're buying on Black Friday, we can also buy on tax-free weekend. The deal is not as much, but you're still making a saving. So my point is, it varies from state to state. Not every state has tax-free weekend, but it's really close to the beginning of the school year. And the states that have them, it's pretty much anything that you need for school is tax-free. There's computers, there's pens, there's pencils, there's markers, and there's some other things. But those are things that got me. Even a computer, I think it's up to $1,000 is tax-free. So that's another time that we can take advantage. If we're talking about taking advantage of sales, taking advantage of deals, let's look at other times, grand openings, grand closings. You know, we can budget throughout the year and be just as effective instead of going all out one time a year. So, it goes back to budgeting. We haven't talked about it, but it goes back to budgeting. If you budget it out, it won't kill you. There are a lot of people, me myself is one, that at the end of all of this Christmas season, we're not in debt. And if we are in debt, we're not over our head in debt. So to me, it's about budget. A lot of things that we're talking about tonight, JR.
You know, you're right. It is about budgeting or having a spending plan. But at this time of the year, a week before Black Friday, if you ain't had a budget before now, you ain't going to get one before next week.
No.
And that is so true.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm glad that we have the opportunity to have this show, and I'm glad that our caller said, look, I'm glad that y'all are talking about this because it's about being proactive. Because we are talking about this, which is crucial to be talked about, right at a time, because next week we're not going to have a show because we're going to be off for Thanksgiving. So that means when we come back for our anniversary show on December the 5th, because the anniversary of the PRF table is December the 4th, we're going to be dealing with how many billions of dollars or millions of dollars was spent on Black Friday. And that begins the cycle for what we just talked about, or those figures that I just began to bring about to everybody regarding bankruptcy. So we have another caller that's on the line. Caller with the last four, 2023. Welcome to the PRF table.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are good. We are good.
Good. I just wanted to make a short comment. You said if they don't have a budget now that it's too late to, or we don't expect them to get one at this point. But you can start to budget any day. Any day. But realistically, chances are they won't put themselves on a budget between now and the end of the year. But
if
they can't avoid the temptation of participating in Black Friday, that's a start. That's a start. Or do like Sister Adia said and make a specific list. And if you don't have the means, then don't go put it on the plastic. Be realistic. And if you want to sacrifice, be realistic in your sacrifice. Don't go out and spend $1,000 that you don't have. If you choose $100 and say, hey, I can only get a $20 gift for everybody, hey, for those five people, that's what you got to do. And if you can do better next time, then you do better, because it's not about the gift. It shouldn't be about the tangible thing anyway. It's about the emotional and the thought. And you know, that's kind of cheesy, but in my opinion, it's the small things that count. If you remember my favorite flavor of ice cream, that says something. Versus
right.
you buying
right.
me a, you know, a pair of shoes or a shirt that I may grow out of, or, you know, you're going to spend all of this money on something that's going to fade away anyway, because nothing material lasts forever. But that feeling that you give me by remembering my favorite flavor of ice cream, that's going to last as long as I last. Chances are I'm going to remember that forever. So, you know, we have to get out of the materialism as a people, because we are a billion-dollar industry for a lot of people. The black hair care industry is ridiculous. No black people own those businesses, or very few black people own those businesses. Let me not say no, but it used to be way more than there are now. And they don't, you know, it's monopolized by non-African Americans now. But it's a billion-dollar industry. So be realistic. Be realistic in your approach. If you know you don't have the money, and, you know, some people feel guilty because they can't buy their kids something. And if you want to stretch,
right.
and it's
right.
a realistic stretch, okay, stretch, but just make sure you're being realistic. And like Brother Feaster said, Black Friday is not it, because chances are they jack the prices up, tell you it's a sale, and you're spending more money in the long run anyway.
There you go.
So be smart about it. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to sacrifice, be smart about your sacrifice and be a good steward over the money that you do have, because, you know, money does not equal happiness necessarily. But if you have good relationship with the people around you and you truly do things from your heart for them, they'll know it. And they won't care if you spend $1,000 or $10.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do care, if that matters to them, then you really want to be in relationship with that person who's material like that. So
yeah.
I say, if you're going to spend realistically. I just wanted to reiterate that. And if you feel like today is your day to start a budget, hey, start a budget today.
Amen. Thank
but
you for
whatever
that.
You do, no credit cards.
That's right. Because
okay.
if with the thing with credit cards, and I'm glad you pointed out, and I'll just piggyback off of it, the thing with credit cards is this. You're going to have to pay the bill later.
Yes.
You're going to have to pay the bill. And most people, not I won't say most, in my experience as a person who teaches personal financial management and has taught personal financial management, the things that most people put on credit cards are not things that's going to last them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It is the temporary things. The game is only going to be important to that child for about 4 weeks, if that long, until the next game comes out, which they now wanted. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, caller. Thank you so much. And Sister D, I think you had something that you wanted to say.
Yes, I found this article, and I just it's entitled "Why Christians Should Resist Black Friday," and it just kind of interested me. And I think one of the things that I just really want to point out, I'm laughing at the title of the article, but one of the things that I want to point out based on what the article was saying is that I think we should keep in mind that we are don't y'all please beat me up, that we're still human and that we weren't always saved. We did not always know who Jesus was. We didn't always, wasn't always saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. So there are some things that our flesh has not died to. And I think that until we make that decision about certain things in our lives that we give to Christ so that he can renew our minds, there are going to be some things that we still do. Doesn't make it right or wrong, but it's different. And, again, it just gives us something that we should analyze and evaluate within ourselves in those secret places, because I really believe, and I'm just convinced that Jesus is concerned about every area of our life, even when it comes to giving gifts to others, even when it comes to Black Friday. I just feel like he loves every part of me. There's nothing that Jesus is ashamed of when it comes to all of his children. So if somebody chooses to go to Black Friday and not go to sleep on Thanksgiving Day, know that Jesus cares about you. He wants you to have your rest because he says, I neither slumber nor sleep, but my child, I want you to. So I think wisdom, based on what the last caller has said, using wisdom. But in this article, it was saying that the author was saying that, to me, Black Friday is essentially our version of a religious pilgrimage. We worship in the mega stores. We make schedules around holiday deals, display allegiance to brands and low prices, offer tithes to the cashiers. Masses of people swarm the stores with hype and fervor. But where's the meaning, the deep meaning? We know we are placating the gods, which is why Christians need to pull back from the biggest shopping day of the year. Retail products occupy too much space in our homes and our hearts. I don't want to go on to read the entire article, but I'll definitely post it on the website. But it gave seven reasons to resist Black Friday. One, it says save money. That talks about our stewardship. Find inner peace. You know, there's always away from the din of deals and under the clutter of gadgets. You know, celebrate non-material joy, as our last caller said. Practice social justice. Jesus challenged the powers of his day and chose solidarity with people at the lowest ranks. Teach kids new values. Suffer a little bit. You know, to stay home on Black Friday is to be countercultural out of sync. You might even miss out on some special prices for gifts you want to buy. And then number seven is to incarnate love. Imagine you are a chaplain on Black Friday. Don't enter the frenzy. Be a calming presence and show an alternate way. So I don't know if these are things that maybe we've thought of, but I've never thought of it that way. I do know that number five, I thought about, you know, this year, a friend of mine posted on Facebook, we're going to put together to show my children about different the value of Christmas and the reason that we celebrate Christmas, which is definitely rooted and founded in the birth of Jesus Christ, is we're going to put together little gift things that we're going to give out to people. And I just want them to be able to see, you know, how they can put a smile on somebody else's face. And this is not just something that, you know, we do at Christmas time, but my children, I teach them throughout the year to be a blessing to other people. So we go through and we donate clothes, not just to Salvation Army and places like that, but to people that we know that need them or, you know. So I just think that this is definitely a good time that, you know, if you do go out for Black Friday, do it with wisdom. But I think that because my bottom line is because I believe that Jesus, and I know that he's concerned with every area of our lives, that if you've never prayed about Black Friday before and where you fit in, maybe this is the time to do that. Maybe this is the time to take this to the Lord in prayer, because we take everything else to him. We take it when we need money. We take it when somebody makes us mad and we just need to hear from him, when we need peace. But why can't we take one of the biggest holiday shopping days of the year to God in prayer? And I mean, it's just something that I never thought to do because I don't go shopping on Black Friday, because I told you I don't like shopping. But I just think that this is just another awesome way that we can, you know, deepen our level of intimacy with God by talking to him about these things and listen and hear what he has to say. And I'm pretty sure that if we talk to him, we will definitely hear his heart, and maybe there might be nothing. Maybe he'll be like, hey, you know, it's your money, do what you want to do, but understand, if you ain't got nothing at the end of the month, hey, you didn't walk in wisdom, because I've already given you the way. I've already given you those, you already know what the biblical foundations are. You already know about stewardship because you've been listening to the PRF table for the past year or 6 months or month, so you know very well what you're getting yourself into. I'm passing the mic.
You know what? The fact that what you just said, Adair, when you said about pray about Black Friday, that is so important. That is like one of the greatest tips that we can give to anybody about holiday spending. Not just Black Friday, but I'll add to it, because some people may not go out there on Black Friday. But all the different things that are going to be purchased throughout this holiday season for the holiday, regardless whether you, it's about Jesus for you or not, it's still a holiday to everybody who believes it's a holiday. Let me tell you something. My assistant told me today that there was somebody who got arrested last night, and they got arrested for stealing out of Walmart Christmas ornaments, things that go on the Christmas tree, wrappings. And I said, are you serious? But let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. These are real deal things. This person did not decide to steal bows and bells and all these Christmas ornaments. They did it because they were trying to fulfill something of what they thought had to have for Christmas. That's it. They stole things that go on a Christmas tree because they thought that they had to have it. And I'm probably going to guarantee that this lady who did this was a mother and had at least one child at the house. I can pretty much guarantee that. But that's a misunderstanding of what this whole holiday is really about. And that's crazy. Now this person's going to have a record for stealing something less than $500. But that's going to carry that, to carry along with that person in their life for a while. And it's going to cost them more than what the items that they try to steal actually cost. Mm-hmm. Here's what I would say as a almost a final comment, and I was thinking about this. I'm so grateful to all of our listeners, all of you who have called in, put out so much good information, so many good tips. And as I always say, this is not what Brother Feaster, myself, Sister Sanders, it's not always about what we're bringing to the table. It's what everybody and anybody who sits down at this table is bringing there. Here's what I'm hoping that happens on Sunday. I'm hoping on Sunday that when any of us get up to preach, that there is something that is going to be said about not just maybe Black Friday, but maybe something about Black Friday. Because as our brother said a few calls ago, there's somebody already tapped out for the rest of the month, and they just got their stamps. So what do you think is going to happen for somebody who goes out and spends their money on Black Friday that says, well, all I have to do is wait about another 10 days, and then I'll get paid again, or my check will come in, or whatever the case may be. So I'm hoping, this is what my prayer is, that anybody that has an opportunity to stand before the people of God on Sunday and knows what we know or can sense that there are some people within their congregation, within their ministry, that's going to go out there and do some things that are not wise when it comes to spending money this weekend or next weekend, say something about it before, because I promise you, none of us that have the role of minister have enough time in the day to minister to all the people that are going to be in some financial trouble if we don't say anything about it, or others who are listening don't say something about it. You can't make anybody do anything, but you sure as heck can try to pull somebody's coattail. We could just mention it. I had a lady that said something to me at work. I told her, hey, we're going to be talking about holiday spending tips tonight on the show. And she said, oh, that's good. She said, it's too late for me. Because she had already spent a whole bunch on Christmas already. But I'm like the last caller. It's not too late. Mm-hmm. Because she's able to share that with somebody else. You know what? I spent a whole lot, and now I'm kind of tapped out. It's not a good feeling. Let me read something from, I'm not going to do it. Brother Feaster, did you have anything that you wanted to bring before the table before we go ahead and get shut it down for the day?
Not really. I just want to say that, you know, as we approach this time of year when a lot of people come do some unwise spending, those of us that know a little something, we got a couple of days that we can actually say something. Let's talk to our neighbor, find out what they're doing, you know, maybe give them some insight or just, you know, help them along the way with some words of encouragement or something, you know. And we can't, you know, there is something that we can do, and that little small gesture, you never know. You got to be sensitive, though, because some people are sensitive, but at least being able to say something, you know, say something to them and just let them know. So, you know, those are my comments for tonight.
All Sister Sanders, if you had anything, go ahead and say it. We're about to shut down for the night. Wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and all that good stuff since we won't be at the table next week.
Just, you know, everybody understand that money can't buy you love, and just use wisdom when you're doing your shopping, and that's pretty much it. And if I can, Nate, I'd like to let us go out on that song.
Do you have it queued up, my sister?
I will see.
Can buy me love. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, money can buy me love, can buy me so can buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond ring and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
Listen to the PR table, Brother Dunlap, Sister Sanders, Brother Feaster. I want to wish everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Come join us on December 5th, Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we have our one-year anniversary show. We're going to have some good treats for you, and we want to just thank all of our listeners in advance. And also what we'll be doing next week is running a couple of rerun archive shows. So just stay tuned. Go to the Blog Talk Radio website or PRF page, which is possessions.resources.finances. Until we meet again, God bless you, we love you, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.